Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Dapper Don, giving a microphone, dressed like the $1 million, buying things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah. Listening to me,
put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Come on.
Do your thing, Big Daddy.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Well, nothing changes about that. Nothing changes about that. Man, I was just getting ready to come on the air this morning. And I was just thinking, man, I was just having a reflective moment of just how really good God has been to me. Man, let me just say that again. How really good God has been to me. And here's the cold part, in spite of myself. You understand? In spite of all my shortcomings, in spite of all of my flaws, in spite of all of what anybody has said about me, God, through his grace and mercy, just keeps me anyway. So many of us are exceptional people, but we refuse to just go ahead and be exceptional. We settle for the ordinary. We follow the pack. We try to fit in. Man, oh man, oh man. You know, I've heard my wife say this to my children all the time when she's scolding them or talking to them. She'll be talking to them about leadership. You know, why are you following everybody when God clearly made you to lead? So many of us are born, and so many of you are born to be exceptional people, but we always trying to follow the pack. Why would you try to fit in? Why would you try to be like everybody else? Be ordinary. Why would you follow the pack when God has created you to be exceptional? The key word in exceptional is accept. You ever done this right here? You know, everybody did that except me. Everybody felt that way except me. Everybody said that except me. Everybody wanted that except me. Everybody went over there except me. Everybody jumped in except me. Except me. See, why have you said that in your life if you were not to be exceptional? See, you got to say everybody except me. At one point in your time, I don't know who ain't done it. You know, everybody voted no except me. See, so you're not created to follow the pack. You ain't created to fit in. You ain't created to, to be ordinary. You were created to be exceptional as your fingerprint on your finger is. You were created to be exceptional. Why not make this the year that you go ahead on and be exceptional? Why won't this be the year that you decide in your mind, but just has to be a decision that we make now. We not following the pack no more. We not trying to fit in no more. We ain't settling for ordinary no more. We gonna be exceptional. But you know, you got to go ahead and follow that. You got to get on the exceptional path because that's what you were created for. Why be ordinary? You know, but all of this comes, it has to start with a thought. You got to first think something. Thoughts become things. A man is as he thinketh. That's all you will ever be. So what are your thoughts today? Why not have exceptional thoughts instead of ordinary thoughts? Why not have exceptional thoughts instead of fitting in thoughts? So why you want to be like everybody else? Why you want to be ordinary when you could possibly be extraordinary with a change of your mind, a change of your venue? And you don't have to be any other kind of way just because my mama was this way or my daddy was this way or this the school I went to, this what race I belong to, this my sexual preference, this my that. Well, how many excuses you need? How many excuses? What's it gonna be this year that we let another 365 days slip by without improving our condition, our place, our spot, our life, the quality of life we have? We cannot afford to keep letting all these years go by without changing. You're an exceptional person. How many times have you sat up and said, everybody did that except me? You know, I was the only, everybody jumped in except me. I told them, I knew it. Everybody voted for that except me. And now look at us. Man, it seemed like everybody went that way except me. Okay? Do you get it? Do you understand what's being said to you? That old except me is because, couldn't it be because you're an exceptional person? And it's time for you to take control of that. It's time for you to start thinking different. It's time for you to start acting on what you think. It's time for you to start doing something about it. It's time for you to stop taking each and every day that God gives us for granted and letting them go by the wayside like you got plenty more. Well, you may have plenty more, but guess what? What you wasting the ones you got for? I got you young and you feel like you're going to live forever. Yeah, okay, cool. But let me ask you something. See, here go the part about it. Suppose you do live. See, everybody worrying about dying, but I got news for you. Suppose you keep on living. You want to keep living in the condition you in now? You want to keep living with the money you got now? You want to keep living with the relationship you got now? You want to keep living by yourself like you are now? You want to keep wanting the right relationship, the right man, the right woman, but you keep getting the wrong one? You want to keep doing that for the rest of your life? Problem ain't dying. This problem is if you keep on living. Who wants to keep on living just the way they are right now? And if you can say, I'm cool with I am just the way I am right now, then cool. This conversation ain't for you. I ain't got no problem with that. You know what I'm saying? Greatness ain't for everybody. Being exceptional ain't for everybody. Becoming extraordinary ain't for everybody. Heck, becoming successful ain't for everybody. I got it. And you can come up with a way to justify your non-existence and your ordinary life all you want. And that's fine and dandy. I ain't got no problem with it because some people just going to be regular. Some people just going to follow the pack, follow the crowd. Some people just wants to fit in. But if you're not that person, if you want to be extraordinary, if you want to be exceptional, if you want to dare to be great at something, then you got to change your mindset. You got to get with your creator and find out what he created you for. You got to quit thinking of things just in your own thought process. You know, lean not to your own understanding. I don't know where that is, but it's in there somewhere. See, and once you lean, if you lean to your own understanding, you know what it's going to do? It's going to limit you, man. It's going to limit you. Why not see what God got for you? I would rather know what God got for me than to think of all the things I could, because I can't outthink him. I done tried it before. All right, it's just the beginning. We're going to have a good one, man. Let's go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is upon us, the Steve Harvey Morning Show, alive and well, willing and able, Cain and Abel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Daniel, Job, anybody but the dude that got swallowed up by the whale.
Because Jonah,
even if he spit me out, I'm in this water, I'm still in trouble. Didn't want to be Daniel, though, because that lion's den, I'm definitely ain't going to be able to keep my cool. I'm in the corner. They going to smell fear. And then I can't get thrown in the furnace because
all my fabrics is highly combustible. So I'm just saying, thank you, Lord, for the life you done gave me. I sure don't want to be a Bible story. Even though I am.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
I think, but you know what? Ain't we all?
Yeah.
We all are a Bible story if you tell it. Mm-hmm. I know those who are afraid to tell their story because they have a history that could cost them their future. But you are a Bible study. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Harvey Morning Show. Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Mississippi Monica, Junior, and the legend that is Nephew Tommy.
Yeah.
Junior?
Yes, sir.
What's on your mind today?
You know what, Unc? Let me ask you this, man. Let's just talk about this, man. But because I hear your energy today, man. I hear you all the time. What keeps you positive, this positive all the time, Unc? Stay positive.
Because I know for a fact that this too shall pass. I know for a fact that everything I've ever been through, he has brought me through. I know for a fact that he didn't bring me this far to leave me. Mm-hmm. I know for a fact that, as one of my t-shirts said, it's God versus my enemies. So when you are equipped with that information, when you are equipped with Isaiah 54:17, that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And I've seen it. It's been proven to me over and over and again. When doors close in my face, I show no signs of despair. Because all I know now, I've learned over the years, when the door closes, walk up the hall. He got some more doors. Mm-hmm. I know for a fact that I can walk through the rivers and not drown, that I can walk through the fire and not be burned, nor will kindling set upon my clothes. Boy, what?
Man.
Boy, what?
Man.
Boy, hey, boy, ask me why I can stay positive, because I know what he do. I know what he do, man. I done seen him do it too many times. I'm living proof of what he do, because technically I have no business being here. Man, my name on everything.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Man, I'm on billboards.
Yeah.
I'm on truck. Godfrey the comedian is doing bits of me in front of trucks. I didn't even know I was on.
That was
what?
Funny.
I'm everywhere. Look at here. I'm on the side of trucks. Whatever.
So you're imitating Godfrey, who's imitating
you. Yeah. It ain't even a good one, really. But I like it.
All right. Yeah. Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, we'll run that prank back with a nephew right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, to start your morning off, here is the nephew to run that prank back. What you got, Neff?
One of the twins is mine.
Go ahead, Tommy.
All right, run it. Run it.
That was his favorite.
One of your twins is mine.
Hello. I'm trying to reach Tony.
Yeah, this is Tony.
Tony, what's going on, man? Hey, brother, my name is Kendrick, man. I'm trying to reach out to you. Are you the Tony that used to date?
Man, yeah. What about it, man?
I was trying to reach out to you. Who you say this is again? My name Kendrick. Kendrick. I got a little problem, bro. Hopefully we can work this out.
Oh, man, look, man. I ain't got nothing to do with no damn no more, man. That's the past, dog. Don't even call me about her, man. That just, you know, I don't want to hear.
Do y'all have kids together?
What?
Do y'all have children together?
Yeah, I got kids from Kiva. Man, how you get my number, man?
Say again?
How you get my number?
Hey, bro, I ain't trying to have no beef with you, man. It ain't nothing like that. I'm just, do you and have a set of twins?
Yeah, man, we got a set of twins, man. But wait a minute, hold on, dog. Why you calling me, man? Whatever you and did, man, that's you and dog. But what you asking me about my kids for, man?
Okay, bro, I don't even know how to break this on you, but I'm just going to just put it out there, okay? Just hear me out, man. Just hear me out. It's been brought to my attention that there is a strong possibility that one of the twins is mine.
Oh, you crazy, man. Who you say you is again, man?
This Kendrick, man.
Man, look, man, don't call my house with this, man. How a twin gonna be yours, man. They my twins, man.
Hey, man, I found out, and I thought the same thing you thought, Tony. I was like, okay.
Man, that ain't even biologically possible,
and
man.
That's what
you
I thought, but I found out that two seeds could actually join together, yep, create twins, and each one of them could have a different daddy. I'm finding this out for firsthand myself.
Oh, man, you ain't fine. Man, look, man, whatever, man, I'm telling you, dog, man, the kids is mine, man. Hey, you ain't got nothing to do with this, dog. You ain't got nothing to do with this, man.
Hey, listen, man, all I'm trying to do is get to the bottom of something. Listen to me. Let me ask you this. Your set of twins, are they the same shade of color? Are they different shades? I mean, I'm just asking. I've never seen them.
Look, dog, let me tell you something, man. I want you to get this through your head right now, man. Whatever you and got, that's on y'all, man. This ain't got nothing to do with my twins, man. Ain't got nothing to do with my twins, man. One of them dark skin, one of them light skin, man.
See, right there. Right there, man.
What? Right there, what?
Okay, Tony. All right, let me ask you. What shade of color are you? Are you dark skin or light skin?
Man, I'm dark skin, man.
I'm light skin. I'm telling you, the light skin twin must be mine.
You know what, man? I'm not even going to continue this conversation no more. I'm going to just tell you something, dog. You don't know who you with, cuz I will you up. You understand that, dog?
Man, listen, I just found out that this is a fluke accident that is possible to happen.
Oh, you understand that you talking about my kids, man?
I understand that, man, and I understand the passion that you have for your children, man. I'm just trying to tell you one of the kids ain't yours, Tony.
House talking about my kids is yours, man.
One of the twins is mine, man.
Man, ain't no. Man, look, dog, I tell you what, man, I'm going to let you make it, dog. You know what? Because don't call here no more, man. Whatever you and were doing, that's what you and that crazy is doing. So she with your old crazy, stupid. You stupid enough to call here talking about one of the kids. I guess she told you that stupid, huh? No, dog. Don't call me no more, man.
Okay,
Don't. Okay,
Tony, listen. Will you consider, I got an appointment tomorrow at the doctor. Would you consider bringing the kids so we can see which one is yours and which one
dog,
is mine?
You are retarded, man. That's what's up with you, dog. You retarded, man. I ain't meet you no. Well, dog, that's what I'm talking about, man. I tell you what, dog, I'll meet you man to man, man. Man to man. Me and you, dog, man to man. I'm going to kick your
We ain't got to fight. Tony, I just want you to give me my child, man.
I'm going to give you a whooping. I got my Louisville slugger, you stupid. That's what you is, man. You an ignorant man calling me Sunday morning talking about my kids. It's your kids. Man, you retarded. That can't even happen, man.
I understand it, man, but it's a fluke accident, and now you're trying to deprive me of having a relationship with my child.
Man, I've been raising these kids for 5 years by my damn self, man. I get them up. I take them to ballet, man. I take them to Little League. You understand me, man?
Don't
call
it
no more, man.
Tony, I understand. And, dog, it was heartbreaking to me, too, Tony.
Tell you what, man. I'm going to get off the phone. And I want you, man, I want you to never, ever call my child. Don't call me with no ignorant like this. What you say your name is? What's your name again, dog?
My name Kendrick, man. Listen, Tony.
I'm going to find your dog. You understand that, dog? We're going to settle this. I'm going to whip your You understand what you with, dog?
Okay, but Tony, I got one more thing I want to say to you, okay?
Man, you ain't got else to say to me, man.
Tony, let me say one more thing to you, man.
Man, okay, man. Hold on. Now, baby, daddy, all right. Yeah, y'all gonna play. I'll be out there in a minute. Man, see, dog, man, you didn't got everybody around here all man, I don't curse like this around my kids, man.
Okay,
man,
can I say one more thing to you, man?
All right, man, say what the you want to say, and don't call here no more, man.
Tony, this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your homeboy.
Oh, man. You know what, Tommy, man? Man, that's some up boy. Man, you know what, dog? Man, you was really about to get your whooped, man. Man, you can't be with nobody about their kids nowadays, dog. Man, okay. You got
right,
me,
man.
That all right, tell you what, man. Don't even tell you did it, man. Cause see, we meeting later tonight. I got something for you, man. hey, nephew Tommy, do me one favor, man.
What's that?
Watch the 10 o'clock news tonight, man. You gonna
what?
Monkey on there, man. Watch, dog. I can't believe this, man.
Hey, man, I gotta ask you, man. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio
morning, man. I just can't believe y'all got me, man.
Thank you, nephew. Coming up next, Ask the CLO, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Democratic leader and Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams will be our special guest.
Yeah,
we'll talk about it. So excited about that, aren't we? We'll talk about it at the top of the hour, but right now it is time to Ask the CLO. Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey in the building.
Available.
Yeah, this one's from Nia in Plano. Nia writes, I got my five-year-old daughter from Children's Church Sunday, and she said Miss D said it was hot AF outside. I asked Miss D to stop using profanity, which she has done for years on church grounds. We got into an argument, and she has banned my daughter from Children's Church. Should I report her to the pastor?
Well, your daughter can't come to Children's Church no more because your daughter can't keep her damn mouth closed. That's what it is. Because Children's Church, it is hot AF outside.
Yeah.
And I don't know what is you in here repeating it to your mammy for.
Mommy. But you can ban a kid?
No, you can't ban
Come
a
on.
Kid.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to make up lies about your baby. You know, she in there stealing crayons and stealing Sunday school cards and,
the snack.
You know.
Yeah.
Your baby in there doing pornography on the church computer.
Oh, no.
Gonna start spreading rumors like that. Yeah, you're going to have to report her.
Yeah, to the pastor. Yeah. All right, Nia. Okay. Moving on to Rochelle in Memphis. Rochelle writes, I have a small dog that hates my husband. All of a sudden, my dog has been drawn into my husband's pants legs when he comes home. My dog even sniffs the dirty laundry now. That's a sign that my husband is around someone that has a dog.
I think my husband got to get rid of this dog.
Yeah, I think my... she thinks her husband's cheating, but how can she be sure of it?
Over a dog?
Yeah, because the dog smells another dog on her husband. That's why he's after him.
Well, then, it could be somebody at work got a dog. Mm-hmm. Somebody where he sit in the chair got a dog. Mm-hmm. It could be anything. Your damn dog gonna break up your marriage. Your little dumb ass can't even talk.
get rid of the dog.
A woman. I smell a woman.
I smell a woman. That's him growling at the husband.
I smell another witch. You gonna break your marriage up over this damn dog?
Don't do that.
What they gonna do? Get rid of the dog, like Tommy saying? What they gonna do?
Yep. Oh,
if I'm the husband, get rid of.
Oh yeah, dog, he gone.
He's gone.
Yeah, the little dog that hate me that Fluffy. I pay for. Yeah,
not Fluffy.
Yeah, Fluffy new name gonna be Maddie. Because you're going to be outside in the rain.
Dogs are part of the family. They're fur babies. They're pets. They're part of the family.
Snitches get stitches.
Like every other.
Yeah.
Dogs get
Fluffy
dogs.
Gotta all act the like other. Her. Dog, if you my dog, then you need to be my dog all the way.
And don't act like a little.
Yeah,
all right,
stop acting like a little witch.
Moving on to Clinton in Gulfport. This is next to the last one, Steve. Clinton says, I'm a 39-year-old married man, and I caught my wife sexting another man. I walked in on her taking nude pics of herself in the shower. I called the man and set up a meeting, but he chickened out and didn't show up. He knows that he's going to run into me sooner or later, and how should I handle this situation?
Wait a minute, man. Hold on.
What?
You didn't marry him.
Mm-hmm.
What
right.
is you looking to whip him for?
Oh, okay.
Your
well, I thought that's what men
in
did.
In your house, taking naked pictures of herself.
Mm-hmm. Sending them to another man.
Sending them to a man. Mm-hmm. Your problem is with the man.
Uh-huh. Yep, it is. Yeah.
Well, your problem is at that house.
You walk in and see your wife sexting another man. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me?
So he called the man and set up that meeting.
Call the man to set up the meeting. Mm-hmm. The meeting should be at your house.
Come on.
Your meeting is with the woman that said the vows to you that's in the house sexting the other man.
Wow.
The man is just a byproduct.
That was risky what she was doing. Yeah. All right. Last
She's
one.
She's so disrespectful to you and your dumb ass mad at the man. Hey, dog. Hey, man. Yo, the way you're going about this is a little bit off. You ain't even got to talk to the man. Dog, you need to find, you need to get a new chick.
Okay. Girl.
Yeah, she's bold with it, ain't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, it's too much.
No, dog, I'm going to get a new chick. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what we doing? Mm-hmm. Oh, no problem. Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, that's what we doing. First of all, let me know that's what we doing so we can all get in this game. But you going to find somewhere else to stay, though.
Yeah, yeah. All right, she's done. All right, moving on. Last one, Steve, to Tiffany in Southfield. Tiffany says, whenever my husband and I get into an argument, he goes to stay with his sister and he blocks my calls. He won't even answer my calls on his office phone. His sister is a big part of it all because she allows him to run to her every time. I think as a woman, she should have my back. Am I right or wrong? She should have my back.
No, wait a minute. Once again, where y'all putting the blame? Mm-hmm. How this little punk ass dude get to run to his sister's house every time?
What is
I'm going
that?
On my sister's house. I'm finna tell my sister on you. I'm finna go tell my sister. My sister. My sister gonna see you talking doing to me to this way. Man.
And I'm gonna block you.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. Mm-hmm. Your problem is not with his sister. Your problem is with your man that runs to his sister.
Yeah. Yeah.
But see, the real problem is you keep letting him come back home.
Ah, good point. Good point. Stay on over there with the sister since that's where you go. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Or is he going to the sister's house?
There we go. Come on
while
in,
he
boy.
Blocked
been waiting
your call. Because I really, I'm not going on my sister's house. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Where are you
no.
going to go? Where,
oh, no, I'm going to go over to somebody's house that don't argue.
Oh.
Yeah. My sister's house. Mm-hmm. What I look like going over Mona's house? You really think I'm going to go over Mona's house?
She will be a sister, but not by blood. Okay. Mm-hmm. So she wants to know, is she right or wrong that as a woman, she thinks his sister should have her back?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Her sister, that's his sister.
Yeah. She's you're always going to stick with her brother.
Blood is thicker than
blood.
Yeah. Man, she's on team brother. Mm-hmm. That's her brother. She's going to be on his team.
Definitely.
Man, y'all tripping.
Mm-hmm. Everybody was tripping in the CLO, Steve.
Man. Y'all need to.
Dogs. Snitching.
Y'all need to write into a family court or something. I don't really know
Judge Steve.
Yeah, y'all, this is the wrong court for me. You need to talk to Judge Mathis or somebody. Y'all doing family dynamic.
Mm-mm. Yeah, yeah, she's mad at the sister, not her man. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Mm.
Okay. Every time he get mad, he run over his sister's house.
And doesn't answer her calls.
Yeah, you and now you think he at the sister's house. Girl, stop.
But every time, though, every time.
All right, CLO.
I'm mad again. Guess I'm going over Glenda's house. Block this call.
Thank you, CLO. Coming up at the top of the hour, gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams will be our very special guest right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, everybody, welcome back to The Ride. As promised, we have a very, very special guest this morning.
Yes.
This is an important one, you all. We've been talking about voting for a few months now. We've been talking about registration. We've been talking about voter suppression. We've been talking about a lot of things. One of the main topics we've been talking about is Stacey Abrams.
Mm-hmm.
And so today, we have a very special guest, the former Democratic leader in the Georgia House of Representatives. She's a lawyer, a voting rights activist and author, but most importantly, she is now our Democratic candidate for governor in Georgia, and Woo-hoo! She's joining us to share insights of her candidacy. So let's get to it, everybody. Please welcome to Steve Harvey Morning Show our next governor, if we do the right thing now.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Stacey Abrams.
Good morning.
Thank you for having me.
Ms. Abrams, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Happy to have you in the studio, too.
Mm.
Really nice visit, man. You know, now let's start with a couple things. This is important because this first question was printed up by the woman to your immediate right because she has to promote the state of Mississippi because that's where she's from. So she wanted me to say this right off the bat. You grew up in Mississippi.
I did indeed.
You're a graduate of an HBCU, Spelman College. Oh, man. Come on now. I have a daughter that graduated from Spelman.
Yes.
And two boys at Morehouse. Notice I didn't say they graduated. Two boys at Morehouse. Still down there on a four-year degree there in year number six. Anyway, also the University of Texas, a graduate, and Yale Law School.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Sparked your interest in pursuing politics in the first place, Ms. Abel?
Growing up poor in Mississippi.
That was it.
When you grow up in a place that you love, and this continued when we moved to Georgia, but you see communities that are doing everything they're told to do and they still can't move ahead. When you understand that it's not a lack of effort on the part of people trying, it's the intentional barriers that are put in place by state government. And we saw that recently with what's happening in Jackson and the water issue, but it happens across the South all the time. My parents used to take us out to volunteer, and I would look around and think, two black people and their six black children cannot fix Mississippi.
Mm.
So I wanted to know who should be doing this, who should be solving these problems, and that was government. So I went into politics.
Wow. Well, we're glad you did. Now, this is after your groundbreaking 2018 campaign as governor, you didn't just quit. What did you learn from that campaign?
That it's possible. What we were able to deliver in 2018 was a transformed electorate. We saw people who had never viewed themselves as part of the voting process. They showed up. We saw communities that believed that nothing would ever change show up. And while it didn't get me across the finish line, it did get Lucy McBath into Congress, and it set the stage for Raphael Warnock, John Ossoff, and President Biden. And for me, what was so critical is that sometimes you've got to believe something without having real proof.
Wow.
And I didn't know. I believed that I was right about what we could do. But what 2018 showed me was that if we continue to invest in and respect our communities, especially black communities, and we treat them with respect, we don't presume that we have support, but we're willing to fight for that support, then we can change the future.
You know, I watched that campaign. I don't know if people understand. Not only did you run, but what you did for voter registration in the state of Georgia was unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
And you did it in a way, and it did so much for other people. I think this second run, I think we're lined up because I think you have something that a lot of us are concerned about. And that's what that's what you are calling unfinished business.
Yes.
Let's talk about that because, I mean, I'm pretty sure there are some ideas you have.
Well, number one, we are about to lose one of only two level one trauma centers in Metro Atlanta. So just put in context, Charleston, South Carolina, has three of them.
Mm-hmm.
Metro Atlanta, 57% of the state population only has two, and one of them is about to shut down, and it'll be the sixth hospital to shut down under this governor. It's not because we can't afford it. It's because he refuses to bring home $12 billion in money that we've already paid into the system. But it's not just about not accepting the money. It's about 500,000 people who are working, people who make $9 an hour, who can't get health insurance because he's too mean to let them have it. It's about senior citizens who need to go into nursing homes. They're being denied that money. And it's about the home health care workers who can't get a real wage because he won't increase the reimbursement rates. But it's also 64,000 jobs across the state of Georgia, and those jobs go to the places where people don't have insurance. This is the biggest economic development opportunity. People want to talk about better jobs. Medicaid expansion saves lives, creates jobs, saves hospitals. But this governor has absolutely refused to do it. And he sued Joe Biden because Joe Biden said, we need you to do more. And he won't do it.
Why? Okay. Two questions. This is twofold. Why is he closing the hospital? What's his reasoning? And what's the real reason he's closing?
The hospital is being closed by Wellstar. That's the company that owns the hospital. Mm-hmm. They're closing it because they had to take in 100,000 indigent and charity cases without getting reimbursed. Mm-hmm. They said they can't afford it. The reality is, though, if he had expanded Medicaid 4 years ago, they would have had the money because those patients wouldn't have been indigent. Those patients would have had insurance. He won't do it because he's too mean. He does not believe that poor people deserve insurance. That's the bottom line.
Wow.
Huh. That's you know, this is a thing that's troubled me for a long time. For us to be the quote-unquote best country in the world, the richest country in the world, the freest customer, and we won't do a simple thing like take care of our sick, take care of our poor. Hey, listen, everybody, we'll be right back. We will have more with our governor candidate, Ms. Stacey Abrams, right after this. She'll be the next governor. We're going to do the right thing. Steve Harvey Nation, we voting. I'm telling you flat out.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, y'all, we back. Our special guest this morning is Ms. Stacey Abrams. She's running for the governor of the state of Georgia. Listen, everybody, we've been talking about this thing for months now. We got to get busy. It's go time now. It's all this messing around, all these people sitting up in here, man. We've had enough of this. The minority cannot control the majority. That's not how this is supposed to work. This is not the Electoral College vote. We have a chance where the popular vote actually wins. This is not no electoral mess right here. So if we show up like we did for Ossoff and Warner, and we show up like we did for Biden and Harris, we will have the first African-American female governor ever in the United States. And we have got to send that message to our children. Look, we got our first African-American female Supreme Court justice. That's a first. Mm-hmm. And we're gonna accomplish another first.
Judge Katana.
Yes. Because it's Katana time. It's necessary. Mm-hmm. She has the right thing. Our special guest this morning is Stacey Abrams. And we were talking about unfinished business when we left. And we're talking about the hospitals that were closing by Wellstar. You know, it's amazing to me how it even got to this. But you mentioned 64,000 jobs.
Yeah, so in every state that has expanded Medicaid, they added jobs. New Jersey got 55,000 jobs. Indiana, when Mike Pence, the Republican Mike Pence, expanded Medicaid when he was governor of Indiana, they got more than 30,000 new jobs. The jobs go where the communities are, because when you have people without insurance, if they can suddenly afford to pay for their doctor visits, you have more doctors, you have more nurses, you have people who have to start feeding them, so you have more cafeterias that get set up, you have more construction. All of these things start to grow, and especially in rural Black Georgia, that's where we have the heaviest populations of people without insurance. They will get jobs there. Mm. And so this is an economic development opportunity, but we've got to stop thinking about Medicaid as insurance for poor people. This is a financing mechanism.
Yeah.
It is how, because the rest of us are paying their bills. If people get insurance, we stop paying their bills because the hospitals are going to get their money one way or the other. And right now it goes through our taxes. We pay more in taxes, even though we've already paid federal taxes to pay for the program.
You know, we've got to talk to the people right now about the urgency of voting. How important is this election and why? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Georgia will become the first state that goes majority-minority in the Deep South. We will be the only state in the nation where Black people will be the majority of the minority, and that will happen under this next governor. If we have the governor we have now, he has been very comfortable with there being a 100-year gap in economic prosperity. between black and brown people and the majority community. He has been comfortable not paying our teachers. Our teachers make less as a starting salary than Mississippi. He has been comfortable with the affordable housing crisis while he made hundreds of thousands of dollars in real estate. He will not serve our communities, and he will not serve Georgia. As governor, I will. We've got a $6.6 billion surplus, and I plan to use that money to actually invest in our people and support our communities, but we've got to show up because one way or the other, somebody's spending that money. I'd rather spend it on us than spend it on his friends.
And his friends are benefiting, man. Hey, y'all, stick around. We'll be right back with more with Stacey Abrams right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, listen, everybody. We're back, and our special guest this morning is our very own Miss Stacey Abrams, who's running for governor here in the state of Georgia. Mm-hmm. And we are going to make it happen. This is a must for us on several levels. On a personal note, you know, can I tell you something that I've noticed? I watch these commercials, and I watch how Republicans do, and especially when they try to use race, and they do it in slight ways. They've darkened your skin on these commercials.
Yes.
What? You actually.
What?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
What? Oh, if you look at these commercials,
are you serious?
Man, this is not the same woman that's sitting in front of me. No, they doing everything, man.
Steve. Wow.
No, man. They use race and, you know, with racist tactics.
Mm-hmm.
And they use them all the time. You know, little words that's out in some of these slogans, and that's stuff that just keeps people fearful. Mm-hmm. Instead of knowing the truth, they try to mask what a person is about with a bunch of lies and stuff, you know. And they take some stuff that happened in the past, they try to make it like it's current.
Mm-hmm.
They use other things that happened in other administrations, try to apply it to theirs. But in all of the truth of the matter for us is Kemp has to go. We've had enough of his policies. We've had enough of his ways. It's just enough is enough. And I think we have the person right here that can make it done. And being an African-American man myself, I want to talk about that for a moment, because as an African-American man, we've got to show up at these polls in better numbers. We got to do better. We got to do better. I'm just telling you flat out. Mm-hmm. We just got to do better. We got to show up. We got to be the muscle that we are. We are the muscle, and we got to say that. Why do you all feel that black men play such an important role in this election?
I believe that you talk to communities with respect. And what has apparently terrified people is that I respect black men. And so I've intentionally built a campaign that is going into the black community and specifically having conversations with black men. In electoral politics, black women basically are the highest participation rates, then white women, then white men. Black men punch below their weight class. Now, legitimately so, because there's a legitimate distrust of politics. There is a legitimate despair about what happens. Even though you're hearing about these low unemployment rates, that's not true for black men. Mm-hmm. When you hear about economic opportunity, black men are not getting the same access. And so for me, it is disrespectful to not say, I see you, I hear you, and I want to engage you. But let's be clear, this is not a question of whether I'm losing black men to Brian Kemp. It is a question of whether black men believe it's worth trying again.
Yeah.
And I want to make certain that we understand that the voting power of black men in Georgia is unlike any other place with competitive races this year. It is extraordinary. If black women show up the way they have, if black men show up the way they can, across the board, we signal that this isn't just about my election. This is about the economic future, about the political future. I'm going to use the concealed carry permit, the criminal carry law. Black men, my brother has a concealed carry permit. He used to. If he gets pulled over now, he doesn't have a piece of paper to show to prove that he has the right to that weapon. And the presumption is not going to be that he has the right to carry that weapon.
That's right.
That's a black men's issue. It's uniquely black men's issue. You need a governor who actually understands the dimensions of our society that treat black men differently. And this is not about denying or putting pressure on black men. It is about saying you have the power to actually set the future. And I want you to know your power. So I see this as proselytizing. I'm the daughter of pastors. You go and tell people what they need to know. Mm-hmm. And you also meet them where they are and you show them respect. And so my conversations are about the fact that black men in this state, when combined with black women and other communities of color and white people that we can change the future of the state. We can afford it. But if we don't, I promise you, we can't afford the aftermath.
I'm going to really be pushing for that from here all the way through to the election, because I speak a lot to black men and men of color.
You do.
All the time. Mm-hmm. And we're going to come back one more time with our governor.
Yes.
Candidate, yes, Miss Stacey Abrams.
You said it right.
Hey, hey, man, it, right? We, yes.
No, I speak, I'm about faith. You
if
know?
We vote. It's
faith
it,
is belief
it.
In things yeah. that you cannot see.
That's right.
I had too much of that happen Amen. In my life. So Amen. We'll be back with Stacey Abrams right after this.
The governor.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're back, everybody, and we're talking with Stacey Abrams this morning, who's running for governor for the state of Georgia. We have the power to make this happen. Listen to me. We are a very, very powerful voting bloc. It has been proven. Mm-hmm. We changed it in Milwaukee. We changed it in Detroit. We changed it in Philly. And we changed it in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. We make the difference, and they know it. Mm-hmm. They know it. So we have got to be on point. We have got to be well aware of voter suppression and everything that they're doing. And we've got to be really conscious here in the state of Georgia. Now, we got some work to do out in Texas. We ever going to turn that place blue yes. out there. But we got to vote. We got close mm-hmm. a couple times. Abbott got to go. But Kemp has got to go. Mm-hmm. This dude right here, man, is just, he's not for us. And, well, I'm going to say, let me stop, because I'm going to say something.
Yes.
I'll just save mine for closing remarks. Let's talk to Stacey Abrams. I prefer cussing when I get angry.
No, please don't.
Not the time for that.
Please don't.
It's not the time for that. But I'm more effective that mm-hmm. way. That way, praise God.
Amen.
Anyway, so let's talk about this. How do you plan to help people in Georgia actually thrive once you get elected?
Georgia has a $6.6 billion surplus. That's after we paid every bill. After we put 15% into our savings account. Look, the good Lord only requires 10%, but Georgia does 15. We have $6.6 billion left over. My opponent wants to take that money and give it to the wealthy. He calls it a tax cut, but his tax cuts, the last time he did it, the wealthiest Georgian's got $10,000. Average Georgian's got $193.
Wow.
That's the mm-hmm. difference. And if you're in the lowest 20%, you got $27. Mm-hmm. So that's what he's saying. When you hear him say, his little tax scheme, it's not for you.
Right.
My goal is to actually invest in the basics, education. Let's make sure our teachers make a starting salary of $50,000 and that all educators get an $11,000 raise. He doesn't believe in that. Let's make sure that we are paying correctional workers, our correctional officers, and our community supervision officers a living wage. That's important to me. I have a brother who's been in and out of the carceral system. You don't lose your humanity when you lose your freedom. We need people who are actually protecting folks while they're in prison and helping them get back on their feet when they get out. But you can't do that if people don't have the resources to take care of their families. Let's solve the affordable housing crisis in Georgia. He is sitting on hundreds of millions of dollars that he refuses to spend. Once again, much like Medicaid, he won't spend the money that Democrats have sent to the state. That's money that could keep people from being evicted, that could create more affordable housing. I will spend the money he won't. I want to make sure that we are also making certain that when people are applying for contracts, when they're bidding on contracts, when you've got a small business that just wants a little bit of a help up, hand up. He took PPP, but most of our businesses didn't get a dollar. He got his forgiven, but did nothing for the communities. Mm. I want to make sure that we create a $10 million small business fund, but I also want to make certain that our companies can bid on contracts. He gave a $694 million no-bid contract to a friend, but most black and brown businesses can't get a $50 million contract, a $5 million contract. He's not going to change. He said he's going to study the issue. Look, I've already studied it. He can cheat off my paper. We've got, we know the answer.
Yeah. Yes.
We know the answers, but we need a governor who's willing to do it. I like to think of, I could be the Maynard Jackson of Georgia in terms of our ability to lift our communities economically, politically, in terms of access to healthcare, access to housing. But it's also about making sure we protect a woman's right to choose. This man doesn't believe in contraception. He said that he's open to banning certain forms of contraception. He's fine with pharmacists denying access to medical care to certain communities based on their political beliefs. We need a governor who believes in our freedoms and our rights. He's already showed he doesn't believe in our right to vote. He doesn't believe in a woman's right to choose. He doesn't believe in the fact that we have the right to be safe. which is why he weakened gun laws, there's not a single metric where our ability to thrive is benefited by Brian Kemp's leadership. We've had 4 years to understand this, and he's dangerous. He doesn't have the same kind of cartoonish behavior as some, but the policies are exactly the same. He is the exact same person as Greg Abbott and Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump. He just gets away with it because mm-hmm. he's a little quieter about it. Mm-hmm. But the quiet mm-hmm. people are the ones you need to be afraid of.
Wow. Yeah. Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. So yes, true. Mm-hmm.
I've been watching this play out, this campaign, and it can be ugly. Give me a couple of truths you'd like for people to know about you. That, you know, they're saying different things in campaign, but give me a couple of truths you want people to know.
Number one, I believe that we can have a complex conversation about who we are. Black people don't get to have one-dimensional lives. I've got a brother who's been in and out of the carceral system and a brother who is a social worker. I've got to think about both of them when I talk about public safety. I need people who are the victims of one of my brother's past behavior to get help, but I need the brother who's trying to help people not to get pulled over for driving while black. Mm. So I talk about safety and accountability. You don't have to raise taxes in Georgia to raise our expectations. He's going to lie and say that that's what I want to do because that's what they always say about Democrats. But watch, he's taken every dollar Georgia has sent. Now, he's not spending it on Georgians. He's spending it on his friends. He's spending it on his priorities instead of giving it to the people who deserve it and who need it. I plan to do what I've always done. When I didn't have the job of governor, I paid off the medical debts of 68,000 Georgians. I put 150 Wi-Fi devices throughout the state of Georgia to make sure people had access to the internet during COVID. He didn't do that. What I was willing to do when I didn't have the job is a predicate for what I will do with the job. But the truth I need people to carry is that we can win. Polls are a snapshot mm-hmm. of what people think. But the reality is, who are they taking a picture of? They're not taking pictures in our communities. Mm-hmm. They're not taking pictures of the folks who are still trying to deal with COVID. COVID may not be killing as many people, but it's not over. Mm-hmm. They're not taking a picture of that home health care worker who can't take care of her own children when she goes to work to take care of someone else's family. They're not taking a picture of that college student at an HBCU has to drop out because their GPA fell during COVID. And in Georgia, if you have a C average, you lose hope. Black kids are the least likely to get hope and the most likely to lose hope. I want to create need-based aid. We've got the money. We've got $1 billion for that purpose that he won't spend. I want to restore free technical college. We've got money for it. He won't spend it. And if he won't spend it now when he needs our help, imagine what he's going to do to us when he no longer needs us. Mm. He's lame duck. He can't run for re-election. The only thing he can do next is run for president. But if we don't do what we need to, for the next 4 years, we will be the victims of this man as opposed to the victors in our own story. And I want us to be the victors of our story. Wow. That's not what's in his commercials, but that's what's in my heart.
Right. That's well said.
Yes, that's very well said.
Listen, folks, we've got to vote. We've got to get out in record numbers, and we've got to do better than before. We've already proven that our vote counts. Mm-hmm. It really does count. Your vote matters. Let me just take a minute to my brothers out here. Listen, man, I know how we feel. I still, when I get pulled over, I was playing golf with my buddy that passed recently, Greg Calhoun, and we were coming from Alabama at the Wind Lake Golf Course, and we got pulled over. He was speeding. And I put both hands on the dashboard, and I was a passenger. The officer happened to be a white woman. She came up and said, "Why are you acting nervous? Why is your hands on the dashboard?" I looked at her and said, "Because I don't want to get shot. My hands is on the dashboard." "Well, give me your ID." "We got another problem, ma'am. My ID is in a bag behind my seat. I would have to turn around to get that." I had to be clear about mm-hmm. this. Mm-hmm. And then when she got my ID, she came back and said, "Oh, my God, it's you." "Oh, well, everybody else don't get that, right. Oh, my God, it's you."
Right.
But if I didn't have that ID, it could have been something else. So I do understand. And we've got to get out here, brothers. And we've got to show our strength and our worth and our value. And we got to vote. We got to go out and support these women. Women can't do anymore. We got to do our share. I understand how you feel about it in the past. I know what we've been through. I know how it is. But that's okay. We got to vote anyway. HBCUs, we got to vote. We have got to get Stacey Abrams as the governor of Georgia before you let Kemp waste another dollar of our money. Go to whenweallvote.org. to find out where your voting poll is, what are your requirements, because voter suppression is real, y'all. Miss Abrams, thank you for joining us this morning.
It has been my honor. Thank you.
It has been a real pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, the next governor of the state of Georgia, Miss Stacey Abrams.
Yes.
Thank you.
Woohoo.
Yes, and
you're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Well, we want to say thank you again. She's powerful. She's one of the smartest people I've ever met in my life. Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams, thank you so much for joining us today. We have to get out and vote, Steve. I mean, it's just imperative. We have to get out and vote. Early voting is starting soon.
Got to.
I mean, look, the alternative is not good.
Yeah.
Look, we've sat here and we've dealt with this. I just don't understand. You know what? I'm confused. I'm confused for women. First of all, Roe versus Wade should have been a female decision purely to me.
Yeah.
I don't even see why men vote. Yeah. They don't know anything about what that is. Mm-hmm. Birth, how it feels to be pregnant, none of that.
Yeah.
They don't know about the decision that could be made. Men should have been out of it. For this party to take a stand for everybody in this country, to make a decision for you with your body, your life, and your productive cells, that you have to do this because sex was committed.
Mm-hmm.
So now it alarms me that because you're just in a party, you're supposed to agree with that when clearly I know you don't.
Yeah.
That's it.
I just don't understand how a woman does not want the choice.
Vote for your reproductive rights. Just get out and vote, period.
It's just the way women should be. And I don't even like to say this word, what we should allow women to do. Mm-hmm. What the hell?
But right. I like, as a man, you're standing up for women and our rights, you know, and all of that. More should do the same. You know, again, thank you to Stacey Abrams. Please get out and vote in November. We're going to switch gears here now, Steve. It is time for today's Strawberry Letter. If you need advice on relationships, on dating, work, parenting, sex, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, and you never know, it could be yours.
All right, that's it. Buckle up, hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, his cousin is spreading it around. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I have been together since we were 17, and we've been married for 3 years. We are both 27 years old, but we feel older than that because we did a lot of traveling and having fun together before we settled down. I just had our first child, and I've been home nursing the baby. My husband's 36-year-old cousin insisted on coming to help us out with the baby because she's raised 5 of her own children. She started having babies in high school, and her kids are older now, so she's free to do as she pleases. We gladly accepted her help, and she has been with us for 3 weeks. She is excellent with the baby, and she helps me tidy up around the house. But after that, she gets out in the streets. She goes out late at night because that's when the clubs are jumping. According to her, I'm not sure what clubs are open on weeknights, but she has been hanging out from Wednesday to Sunday. I've seen numerous hotel keys in the kitchen garbage can, and I wonder why she's not trying to be a little more discreet. I brought it up to my husband the other night, and he was full of talk about his cousin. He said he was too ashamed to admit it to me, but his cousin is now and has always been promiscuous, and he thought twice about having her come to our home. He told me that she slept with two of his friends since she's been with us. It's only been 3 weeks, and both of his friends are married. Yeah, I refrain from judging her, but I don't want her in our social circle breaking up happy homes. How do I talk to a woman that's older than I am about changing her ways and maybe getting therapy? Something's got to be wrong here. Wow. That was a lot. So this is what we have, all right? We have a garden tool that breaks up families. Basically is what your letter's saying. She's breaking them up, sleeping with married men, doing all that. But on the other hand, she takes great care of your kids. Who thought this was a great idea for her to come? Wait a minute. You said in your letter, we gladly accepted her help. She's excellent with the baby. You also said she helped you tidy up around the house. You needed the help, and was glad to accept it from her. What you didn't know was about her extracurricular activities when she goes, hits those streets at night and hits the clubs. But your husband knew and didn't tell you. He said he was too ashamed. And now people are starting to talk, and her sexual shenanigans have hit pretty close to home with his two friends she slept with. And you're feeling guilty now by association and want to say anything, but say something to her. But what can you say to her? I mean, she's been doing this since high school. Yeah, it's a mess, but unless you have someone on deck right now to help you with the baby, and it doesn't seem like your cousin is disrespecting your house, I say continue your policy of not judging her, but you got to start looking for someone else to help with the baby right away, because she does need to go if this is the case. Steve?
Well, let's see. His cousin is spreading it around. Now we know what the letter means.
Right.
And what she's spreading around ain't peanut butter.
No, it is not.
But she's spreading it like it is peanut butter. And the life and the circle of friends y'all got is a slice of bread. And it's all over the damn bread. That's how I like my peanut butter, though. I don't like none of the bread showing when I make my sandwich. Because I want every bite to have peanut butter on it. So she's making sure that everybody get a bite.
Mm-hmm.
Got peanut butter on it. Peanut butter here. Get your peanuts here. Peanuts for everybody. She's spreading peanut butter around. When we come back, it's very simply how I'm going to do this. I'm going to show you why. I'm going to just show you why. And I don't want to say what because I don't want to give away. When I come back,
okay. It'll
all be clear.
All right, we'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject is his cousin is spreading it around. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is his cousin is spreading it around.
Now, I'm going to walk you through this letter. And there's a lot of, at the beginning, it's all irrelevant information.
Mm-hmm.
Steve and Shirley, my husband and I have been together since we were 17. We've been married 3 years. We're both 27 years old, but we feel older because we did a lot of traveling, having fun together before we settled down. All that's irrelevant information. We had our first child, and I've been home nursing the baby. Now we're getting to it. My husband's 36-year-old cousin insisted on coming to help us out with the baby because she has raised five of her own. 36 with five. Now, let's get into how she got the five, why she got the five, and why she's such a good babysitter.
We know how.
She started having babies in high school. Huh?
Yeah.
So she 36, you 27. She just 9 years older than you. But she started having babies in high school. The kids are older now, so she's free to do as she pleases. Can't all five of them can't be that old. All five of them can't be 18. You had some of these five kids after high school.
Mm-hmm.
So this going to do what the hell you want to do, unless you've trained the other kids to be babysitters too. I don't know, but we working on it. We gratefully accepted her help, and she's been with us for 3 weeks. She is excellent with the baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
If you got five.
I knew you were going to say that.
We got five now. Oh, she ought to be good at babies by now. Mm-hmm. Fifth one puts you in the expert category.
Yeah.
And she helps me tidy up around the house. But after that, she get out in them streets. This is why she insisted on coming to stay with y'all, because y'all stay in an area that she like to run in. She like y'all's area of the streets.
Oh.
That's why she go out late at night, because that's when the clubs are jumping. That's a true statement, according to her. I'm not sure what clubs are open on weeknights. Girl, there's a lot of places open on weeknights. Whole lot of places.
Mm-hmm.
But she's been hanging out from Wednesday to Sunday. That's when they open. Thursday night and ladies night.
Oh, yes, it's ladies night.
Wednesday, happy hour. And then once you leave happy hour, then you go and experience the happy that the hour presented.
Oh.
See, the hour provides the happiness. And then you go and you don't want to blow these drinks on nothing.
Mm-mm.
So you take your little drunk ass on out.
And
I've seen numerous hotel keys in the kitchen garbage. Mm-hmm. That's where she put them. Because after happy hour, you got to go and use these drinks.
It's a method to it. Mm-hmm.
I wonder why she's not trying to be a little more discreet. They in the trash.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to be with discreet with somebody looking through the trash. That's you. Because you throw it in my kitchen trash, unless it's on the top, laying straight out of it, I'm not going to see it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. I brought it up to my husband the other night, and he was full of talk about his cousin. He said he was too ashamed to admit it to me, but his cousin is now and has always been promiscuous. We got five kids now. I've seen numerous hotel keys in the kitchen garbage can. She got five kids.
Yeah.
Gonna be some hotel keys in the trash.
You know what?
What you need to find in the trash is some condom wrappers. It's what you need to find in the trash. But we not finding that in the trash. We finding hotel keys. Need to find some damn wrappers in the damn trash is what you need to find. But we not. My cousin's and promiscuous, and he thought twice about having her come to the house. He told me that she slept with two of his friends. Once again, that's how you get five kids. Sleep with two more friends.
You know what?
She's been, since she been with us, and it's only been 3 weeks. And so you can sleep with two people in 3 weeks. That's how you get five kids.
Yeah.
Two people in 3 weeks, that ain't nothing. There ain't a man on here reading that going, what? Now you women can talk about she done slept with two people in 3 weeks. That's shocking to y'all. That ain't shocking to no man reading this letter. I refrain from judging her. The whole letter is judging her. She got five kids. This letter was written in judgment. I don't want her in our social circle breaking up happy home.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody finna tell this but you. Mm-mm. How do I talk to a woman that's older than me? She only 9 years older than you. How do I talk to her about changing her ways and maybe getting therapy? Therapy?
Look, Steve, we got
to something's
got
to be wrong here.
Mm-hmm.
My bodyguard had a book that didn't, the name of the book, if you want closure in your relationship, start with your legs. That was the name of a very famous book. If you want closure
you
in your relationship,
you
start
post
with your legs.
Comments on today's Strawberry Letter.
A.K.A. Boomerang.
Yes, everybody knows it was Boom.
The bodyguard.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, it is Junior with Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. Junior, what you got?
Okay, Shirley, well, this week four is over. Some takeaways. Let's find out what's happening. Listen, Dak Prescott for the Dallas Cowboys is trying to make his way back for week five. to play against the Rams. Yeah, bet he is. Cooper Rush won three in a row. This ain't the first time black people have tried to come back and get their job. I swear to God. You know when somebody's about to lose their job. Yo, you going to do it. He going to cut that thumb off and just play with nine fingers. But he's coming back. He not losing your job. I can't lose my job. Nobody named Cooper.
Right.
Doc, I'm dead. Up that, dog. I can't lose my job. Nobody named Cooper. But slow down, Cowboy fans. We're not saying Super Bowl yet. They hollering Super Bowl. They back on it, Unc. They back saying they going to the Super Bowl after three straight wins. Here they come. Ain't nobody care about the Cowboy.
I love that.
Time.
I love the players. Man, prime time. Yeah. Emmitt. Irvin.
Michael Irvin.
All
yeah.
these
yeah.
boys. Uh-huh. They friends, man. Nate Dance Newton.
Bryant.
All them
you
cats.
Like all of them.
I like all them dudes. I ain't met a Cowboy I ain't never liked. I love Jerry Jones and his family.
His
man,
birthday.
I sit up
what
and talk with him, get on their boat. I just don't, the damn Dallas Cowboys. I just be going, man, what? But this hatred goes all the way back when the Dallas Cowboys was in the North League. Okay. The North League was comprised with the Cleveland Browns.
Oh.
So I've hated the Cowboys ever since then.
Ever since.
And I just never stopped hating.
You just can't let go.
Can't let that go.
I don't like that star. I don't like that America's team.
Yeah.
Oh, ooh. Yeah. Ooh, I can't stand.
All right. Can Junior finish
but
now,
just,
please?
I'll be damned.
Junior.
Just love the family. Jerry Jones and his wife. Just as nice, man. We be talking to him. We see him on vacation.
Go on, Junior, please.
You and Stephen A.
Clearly.
Cowboys.
Yeah, he hurt about this.
No. But I like the other. I like the players. Stephen A. Smith has a different problem.
He can't stand him.
He got it. Probably.
He hate the fans. He hate all of that.
All right, come on, Junior. Finish,
all right,
please.
Here we go. The neuro team doctor for the Dolphins has been fired for the handling of the quarterback to Tua of the Dolphins. You know, he had playing against the Bills. He had the concussion, and then he looked like appeared to be a concussion. He got up, fell back down. Then 4 days later, goes out and has another concussion, and they fired him. Now, the question is, do the NFL need to change their policies and protocols when it comes to keeping players safe? Because, you know, players don't have a disability fund for them when they get hurt. So they got to play to make their money.
They have
so
it in place.
So they change their mentality. Huh?
They have it in place. That protocol is serious. It's in place. It don't need to be revamped. The rule was in place when he failed the first time. He stood up and fell. He should have never been back in the game.
Shouldn't have went back in the game. I'll keep y'all posted.
Well, appreciate your medical report. We'll do
Thank
sports
you,
next time.
It was
that
the same thing.
It
was sports, boy.
You're just still mad at the Cowboys. All right, thank
he
you,
hurt
Junior.
He hand. He had a concussion.
Coming up
What's
at the top
the
of the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
To the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so Steve, we have a Facebook person, a question from
Okay,
Facebook.
I'm going to do that, but first I want to say to Junior.
What?
I've heard the saying that hurt people hurt people.
Yeah.
I've noticed that sick people discuss sickness.
So
we just
about.
Had a damn sports report filled with sicknesses. Dak Prescott's thumb. Tua got a concussion. You know,
really,
sick
Steve.
People always talk about other people's sicknesses. Do the damn sports, and what is the score?
Nobody
give a damn. No, it's
that is sports.
Oh,
what?
Hold on,
you're not
going to
start talking about sick people. You're not.
Here we go.
What?
You're not going to do that.
Oh, now the two sick people want to pile up on the healthy person. Oh, I see that. What's happening now? Oh, now I got to go get sick to get my team back.
All right,
okay, 40 years ago, I have something.
We are moving on because you're crazy. All right. Yeah. TJ on Facebook wrote this to you. He says, "Hey, Uncle Steve, I'm a grown man, 30 years old, and things have changed in the dating game. About 2 months ago, I started dating a girl I met at a work function, and we've really hit it off. In fact, we've just made the whole boyfriend slash girlfriend thing official. There's a downside, though. Apparently, being called my girlfriend also entitles her to a key to my place, and I'm just not feeling that. And when I said that I wasn't comfortable with it, things turn into a, what are you hiding from me? I'm like, nothing. A key? What do I do?"
Well, look, just because you're boyfriend and girlfriend don't mean you should get a key.
Right.
But let me say this right here. Mm-hmm. See, once you leave college, girlfriend should not be a term that you accept. I don't know what term you should use, but that right there. But that's not the question.
My boo, what?
I don't do hood terms. I'm trying to build a future with my boo. I don't like it. Damn it, I ain't got the boo.
My woman, my baby.
Do something.
Okay, but not girlfriend.
Well, see, the qualifications of girlfriends don't say key.
Okay.
Well, what says
in
key?
In some circle, yeah.
My fiance wife. Says key.
Okay.
Girl,
wife
man,
says
tell
key.
Uh-huh.
Tell mm-hmm. Pre-engagement says key.
Mm-hmm.
You know, promise ring says key.
Yeah.
You know, stuff they used to do. But now, because we've been dating.
2 months.
They 2 months.
Yeah.
You don't get no key after 2 months.
No.
Because first of all, I still got to know you.
Yeah.
I don't even really know you.
Okay, so there's a 90-day rule for sex. According to you, is there a night?
If you're not in love with the person,
okay,
a person should not have your key.
All right.
Let's just start there. Mm-hmm. You don't give your house key to a person you like and you feel it and you having sex with. Because I can promise you that ain't the only one.
What she need a key for? I'm going to let you in when you come over. What do you need?
I don't think she need a key.
I don't
and
know.
You're 30 years old,
with you. It's
and you're not
soon.
Committed. You're just officially boyfriend and girlfriend, but you've not committed to one another. Now, ain't nobody said nothing about no love and no future.
Yeah.
You can get a key when we talking love and future.
It's Thank you.
It's not what I'm hiding from you. It's what I'm keeping from you.
Yeah.
Hello.
Okay. All right.
You can't know everything about me yet.
So what should he do? That's what he wants to know.
So TJ's
what
should he
do?
Hey, we're not at that level yet. You don't love me. You're not in love with me. We're not talking about a future. And we don't have a life plan together. So until we get to know each other better, I don't think a key is doable. Now, it's what you hide from me. I ain't hide nothing. I want to maintain my privacy until we move to the next level.
Okay, that's a good response.
I'll give you the key. I just ain't going to give you the security code. Your ass going to jail. You ain't going to be at my house like
You're stupid.
I'm just telling you.
Just about your perspective, Tommy. Just about your perspective.
Oh, listen to the newly married
I'm
man.
I got to give you my key when I meet you. I need somebody to get in here and help me get to this hospital. That's
We'll have more.
Here we go.
More
another sick reference.
More of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 20 minutes after, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, Carla is here with today's music news. What you got, Carla?
Well, Shirley Girl, tonight, BET Hip Hop Awards. It is happening, hosted by Fat Joe. It was taped, I think about a couple weeks ago, at the Cobb Energy Center in the A. And we saw some pictures on social media, the stars on red carpet. And Trina from the MIA, she will be honored. The I Am Hip Hop Award, the baddest. You know it, Shirley, the baddest. You know what?
Yeah.
We love us some Trina. All right, Fat Joe, he told Bossup that there will be positive vibes and energy. He's an OG to the game, of course, in hip hop. Yep. And so he's honored to be a part of the Hip Hop Awards. So that's really cool. Mm-hmm. Performance will include Lil' Kim and Mobb Deep Jr., my jam.
Girl, Mobb Deep.
Yes.
You be quiet.
Man, Mobb
Deep. Be quiet. Be quiet.
No, you didn't.
Be quiet.
And Trina, that's one award show I'll never be asked to host.
You're
I don't
right
know
about
a
that.
Damn thing.
Please, Mobb Carla, finish.
Be a new segment called Guess Who This Is.
David Banner, Busta Rhymes, Method Man, Remy Ma, J. Cole. It's going down. The City Girls, Cardi B, the BET Hip Hop Awards tonight.
I'll be on there. I couldn't wait to host that show. Ladies and gentlemen, the baby.
Lil Baby.
That baby.
Baby.
Baby, baby, baby.
Thank you, Carla.
Baby, baby, baby.
Coming up at 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
Small baby.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Time now for another round of Would You Rather. All right, guys. Would you rather, think about this, would you rather perform in a circus or would you rather perform in a play?
Oh, man. Oh, I'm being in a circus.
I knew it. Circus, man.
Man, you gotta be kidding. I'm being no dry ass play.
I knew it.
Sitting up here, man, trying to do some Othello. I'm caring about that, man. I'm gonna be in an August Wilson play. I ain't that serious. I ain't that good actor. I'm being this circus.
You stupid.
Ladies and gentlemen, the monkeys.
There you go.
Universe.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've never seen this before. We got 34 little people about to come out this Volkswagen. Come on out. Boy, I'll be at that circus having a damn blast.
Man.
Oh, man.
Junior, you too.
Flying trapeze, people falling. Man, I've been there every night, man. You ever been to Universal Circus?
Yeah.
You know how much stuff can go wrong at a damn circus?
All right.
Quiet.
Man. That top hat, that coat.
Man, I'll be at that damn circus, man. You got to be kidding. You know how much going on at the damn circus? Tent on fire, elephant done got loose. Man, that Universal Soul Circus, they had that big ass Great Dane that put stripes on him, tried to make the kids think he was a tiger. I said, man, this is some entertaining ass mess right here. I love the damn circus. I wish the hell I would be in the play. Put my ass in that circus, man.
That mommy, that tiger just barked.
Zeke and him standing out there in them lime green suits.
I love Zeke,
strong.
Man.
Zeke, what up, Zeke?
Yes, Zeke.
I love Zeke.
All right.
That damn Great Dane run by and rub that paint up against your suit.
Now you know it's a dog and not a tiger.
Stupid.
All right, moving on to this
the
one.
The damn tiger. Oh, oh. Hey, man.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
We got 17 Africans tied up in a ball.
There they go.
Oh, my God.
See if you can pick one. Which one got a head on it? Boy, they be doing all kinds of stuff.
All right, come on.
Are you done?
I think he is. Would you rather be bald but fit? Bald but fit? Or would you rather be overweight with a full head of hair? Which one?
Bald and fit.
Bald and fit.
Bald and fit.
Well, you're bald right now.
I'm bald and unfit.
I just said bald.
Yeah, I'm fit. I'm fit for 65, but I ain't fit for like 30 and nothing like that. I don't look like my son's in the gym, but they ain't got no money either. So I take my bald head on down to the bank.
So you're not that.
You ain't got no hair. Mm. I put my bank statements on my head. Let it look haired in.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Would you rather have bad body odor or bad breath?
What? Now
you're going to get that bad body odor.
It's bad body odor.
Because you can blame that on somebody else. Yeah. But bad breath, that's yours. Yeah.
Own it.
You can get on the elevator and look around and act like it ain't you.
All right, coming up in 49 minutes after the hour, that is today's round.
Who the hell in here ain't taking a bath?
It's our last break of the day, and we'll have some closing remarks.
They need to wash your ass, man. Come on now.
Be right after this.
You're listening.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
To the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day on this Tuesday. It's been a good day. Thanks once again to the fabulous, the brilliant gubernatorial candidate for Georgia, Stacey Abrams, for being our special guest today. Thank you so much.
Hey, listen, we cannot stress enough the importance of voting in all elections, but this one is critical. Listen to me. We have proven to ourselves that our vote matters. Mm-hmm. We did it in the last election. For the first time, we turned a red state blue. Ossoff and Warnock got in because we showed up at the polls. Donald Trump lost Georgia because we showed up at the polls. He's still looking for 11,000 votes. Now, the way they're going to get the 11,000 votes back this time is through voter suppression. So what they're going to do now, you all, is they're making it polling places have changed. They're requiring several forms of identification. They're moving the goalposts on pre- and early voter registration. So we have got to go to whenweallvote.org. Mm-hmm. Whenweallvote.org now to make sure you are registered, you are qualified, and everything is lined up. Because voter suppression is real. They own us now. They trying to win the election that kind of way. I'm telling you, man, they've been looking for them 11,000 votes that they falsely claimed was stolen. They've been looking for them ever since he lost. They have found a way to get them back. They've taken mailboxes out of the hood. They've moved polling stations. They've moved, they've changed the way you register. Bro, they doing everything they can. Nothing works when we show up to vote, though.
That's right.
And none of that'll work. All we got to do is show up and vote. Because we are tired of the minority trying to control the majority. Mm-hmm. We are tired of Kemp and his policies who are so anti-against us, but they always trying to push. And we got to get out and vote, too, for the Senate. We got to vote for the governor. Mm-hmm. We got to vote early. We got to do the stuff that they afraid of us to do. Listen to me. Herschel Walker ass can't be in the Senate.
Facts.
All facts.
Lying, talking about he in the FBI, the damn CIA. He's stealing money that's supposed to be going to the veterans. Put a gun up to his wife's head. Man, if anybody do that, any other black person do that, they'll have a fit. But they found a black that they can control and go along with their policy. Hard to fight against gay rights when your family gay. And that don't make no sense to me. That don't make no sense.
We gotta vote.
We have You're to right. vote.
If we could Stacey turn Texas Abrams blue, man.
Is our pick. If y'all could turn Texas blue, y'all could if you vote. Y'all got enough.
Enough.
Y'all got enough. If Houston and Dallas and San Antonio show up and vote, y'all could turn it.
Yeah, that's true.
Houston but you got to show blue, up and vote. But it's these other counties we struggle with. But you're right.
Dallas got enough in it too.
Yeah.
But you got all these blacks and Latinos voting Republican, like y'all really in with them.
Right.
That should be amazing to me. Like y'all ass is really? In with them. And
talk
to the white
it.
Dude that wrote in on the show the other day talking about, you're just a racist. Mm-hmm. A black person can be a, look man, not conscious. Look, if I voted my pocketbook, that'd be different. But I don't vote my pocketbook.
Vote with your people.
I vote my people.
Mm-hmm.
I vote for the masses. I vote for the people I grew up with. I vote for people who made me. I vote for people who watch and support me. I vote for them. I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Also, what you get to save a little bit more in taxes. If you're raising taxes for people that's on the upper scale, that's 400,000 and up, dog. That ain't you. That is not the majority of us. I'll pay a little bit more taxes if I can keep everybody that's got to go to Walmart straight. I'll pay a little bit more taxes if everybody got to go to Target is straight. Because what rich people got to stop acting like is the reason you rich is because there are people who support what you do. Walmart is rich because of the common man. Walmart ain't rich because of rich people. Rich people don't shop at Walmart.
Yeah.
Walmart is rich because of the common man. If the common man can't go to Walmart, how do you stay rich? Well, you know what they do? They close some stores and they get rid of some jobs. Rich people are not changing their bottom line. You know how rich people keep the same bottom line? They change all the other lines. That's where your ass is at.
Okay.
You on them other lines.
Yeah.
Rich people don't change their bottom line. Rich people change them other lines so the bottom lines stay the same. I've been to school for that.
Okay.
I'm in class right now on how they do.
And you're rich.
Just telling you right now.
So you know.
Well, you break it down. I
thank God for being the way I am. During the pandemic, I did not lay off or get rid of one single employee. Marjorie and I made a conscious decision to keep people's lives intact. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't at work.
Yeah.
I wasn't on no TV show. But we kept everybody in place because we care about people. Because people have to be cared about. And then when they get on their feet, then it's back to business as usual. That ain't how they doing down there, man. They gets rid of your ass. Your ass is gone. Now, y'all trying to figure out where you going to work at now. But one last thing, and I'm gone. Remember this, y'all. When the door closes, God is in the blessing business. All he wants you to do is walk up the hall. He got some more dough. Quit standing at your door beating on it, ask for it to open. It's closed. Walk up the hallway. He got more dough. I'm going to dedicate that to NBC. Thank you very much.
Oh.
Hey, you want me to run you to Walmart?
NBC closed the door. ABC got to and hide to Walmart. Hey, y'all have a great day. Talk to God today. He'd absolutely love to hear from you. Peace.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find, for the fun of it, kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.